What is mindfulness? Mindfulness has been practiced for thousands of years, and many people have heard about it. But what exactly is it? Mindfulness is paying attention to moments of everyday life with curiosity and openness on purpose. It involves dropping into your present moment experience and being aware of what you're doing while you're doing it with a non-judgmental attitude. In essence, it's about experiencing the here and now, rather than hankering after how you would like life to be. Mindfulness involves bringing awareness to present thoughts, emotions, and sensations in your body, as well as what is going on externally, such as sights and sounds, touch and smell. It might sound surprising, but we spend almost half of the time anywhere but in the present moment. Research shows that the mind wanders, on average, 46.9% of the time throughout the day, and that a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. Even when you desperately want to be immersed in what you're doing, for example, taking part in a celebration, helping a colleague, or playing with a small child, your mind is often elsewhere, dwelling in the past or floating ahead to the future. The problem with being elsewhere is that the brain has a negativity bias, so it is often drawn to experiences that create discomfort or pain. By practicing mindfulness, you become aware of your present experience and your mind is able to capture the snapshot of the moment before it's gone. It also helps you to befriend your mind and notice when it wanders. It's a practice that trains you to observe your thoughts as they arise, without overanalyzing or over-identifying with them. It puts you rather than your thoughts in the driving seat and prevents a rush to judgment. It invites you to approach life with an attitude of gentle curiosity and kindness towards yourself. Mindfulness also empowers you to turn towards difficult emotions. With a mindful approach, you don't reject or deny powerful feelings, which may be justified and strongly felt. Instead, you become aware of their emotional pull and get to decide how best to respond. It also involves the realization that the present moment is all that there is. And while you may not be able to change a situation, you can mindfully adapt your response towards it. You can practice mindfulness in different ways. One way is to learn mindfulness meditation, which involves paying attention to your moment-to-moment experience with acceptance, patience, and kindness to yourself. Another way is to use what I call daily mindfulness practices. These are instances where you pause, breathe, and bring moment-to-moment awareness to an aspect of your everyday life, such as the brewing of your tea or the taking of your morning shower. By pausing in this way, you might notice the aroma of your drink or the sensation of the water as you take in your experience fully. So often, the uniqueness of the moment is lost as we slip into automatic pilot mode, focusing on simply getting through the day. Daily mindfulness practices can also be times where you bring a mindful attitude to an aspect of your work or home life. You could, for example, bring patience, kindness, or curiosity to the way you communicate, set a positive intention for the day, or conduct a meeting. Mindfulness involves a different way of being as opposed to doing. It encourages you to notice life as it unfolds, so that you don't miss what's going on while you're busy being elsewhere. What is mindfulness meditation? It is generally accepted that there are three common forms of mindfulness meditation: focused attention, open monitoring, and loving kindness or compassion meditation. In focused attention meditation, you can use a point of focus, such as the breath, a mantra, which is a short phrase, such as, breathing in, I feel peace, breathing out, I am calm. You could use the sound of a bell chiming, the smell of a flower, the flame of a candle, or sensations arising in your body. The point is that when your mind wanders away from the focus or anchor, as it is sometimes called, you notice where the mind has wandered to and gently guide it back to its focal point. During your practice, the aim is to return to your present experience time and time again without judgment. This type of meditation helps to develop the capacity to remain focused while also being alert to distractions as they arise. You start to recognize that thoughts are not facts about you and that they can come and go of their own accord if you allow them to do so. The practice teaches you that you have a choice whether or not to act upon them and how best to respond. It reminds you that a habitual knee-jerk reaction is not your only option. With mindfulness, you don't have to believe the early morning anxious voice forecasting that your speech will not go well. You have a choice whether or not to snap at your child when he or she refuses to get dressed, and you can override your irritation towards your partner who has forgotten to put out the dustbin. With practice, you might find that daily frustrations reduce in number as you adopt an attitude of mindfulness. In open monitoring meditation, you observe things as they arise and come into your awareness without having any particular point of focus. You watch what arises in a detached manner, whether it's internal thoughts, emotions, or your physical surroundings, both pleasant and unpleasant. When your mind wanders, you gently bring it back to openly monitoring the moment as you find it. You refrain from latching on and getting carried away by powerful distractions. This practice helps to cultivate a less reactive awareness towards emotions, thoughts, and sensations. It's akin to watching a scene from a film or actors on the stage. It encourages us to detach from any one particular thought, feeling, or response, and observe the scene as it plays out without trying to control the outcome. Loving kindness or compassion meditation focuses on developing feelings of goodwill, compassion, and understanding towards others. During a meditation, you might repeat compassionate wishes for the well-being of others and yourself. Phrases such as, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be safe, may I live my life with ease, are used as a focus of attention during the meditation. Practicing loving kindness helps to develop compassion for others, reduce anxiety, and increase feelings of social connectedness. It also helps you to be kinder to yourself, an attitude that doesn't always come naturally. Mindfulness meditation isn't complicated, exclusive, or long-winded, and it can be practiced by anyone, anywhere. You can use it at home, in a meeting, at a family gathering, on the train, at bedtime, or even after grappling with a difficult piece of work or an irritable child. Its beauty is its sheer versatility and portability. Importantly, it doesn't require you to stop your thoughts or empty your mind, which is a common misconception. Instead, the practice is centered around developing your awareness, quietening the mind, and training your ability to pay attention. It is simple and scientifically verifiable. Over time, you gain a better understanding of how your mind works, its weaknesses, vulnerabilities, and where it likes to wander, which can often be a revelation in itself.